Like my ring's down on Daf Kufi Yudamabez on the top, the Adahachi Aisulu Gavadol have a Mikravuvi Ime. The person who wasn't being Mechabit his parents. So Kaftu, so they put him on the Amid to give him Malkus. Rashi brings down, like the Gemara says in Ksubis, that this din of Makinois actually takes an option if a person doesn't want to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Say. So Amar Lahu, he said to them, Shavku, let him go. Don't give him Malkus. Don't be Makim. The Tanya called Mitzvah Say, Shemat Nesquare Betsida. Ain Bezin Shematim was Harnale. Any Mitzvah where the Mat Nesquare is Betsida. There is no din kfiya, there's no din karfan lamitzis, and there's no din makinar sanchi din nafshai, and therefore you should not hit him, shouldn't give him malchus. As I said to Gemara. Now, in this din of karfan lamitzis, of makinar sanchi tates and nafshai, there's a dikum achleikis between the tzais and the nesivis and simon gimel. It's in the meshev of nesivis also. Whether a can any individual go ahead and be mekayim this din of makin sanchi tates and nafshai, or do you need a bezin dafka? Is it some type of einish or a din bezin where it has to be done through Bezdin Dafka? And the Ktsais holds that you need a Bezdin, a regular guy can't do it, and Sivas holds you don't need a Bezdin. Anyone could go ahead and be Makinai Sashi Taysan Afshay. Now, Lachar, it's Tamu on the Nesibas from our Gemara, because it seems to be Mefurshan in the Gemara, they need a Bezdin. The Lashon in the Gemara here is the Kol Mitzvah Shematan Schar Betsida, Ain Bezdin Shalmata Mizanala. The Bezdin Shalmata are not Muzer. Sounds like this is a Din and Bezdin, you need a Bezdin, and Lav Dafka and not a Yachid, because the Gemara says Beferish, it's a Dover that is Muster to Bezdin. So what does the Nesivis do with this Gemara? Kama, Raya, and Mishenim also, Mechinach, and Ritva also use the Lashon of Bezin. So the Shaila is, how does the Nesivis understand that? And I was thinking that maybe the Pshat could be that the Nesivis understood that there's really two different dinim over here, two different inyanim. That there's one Shaila of who's Achrayis, it is the people should be Mekayim Mitzvahs. And that is a din which is Mutan Bezin. Bezin Shal Yisrael is Achray to make sure that all of Yidden are Mekayim Mitzvahs, just like by Mila, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, it's Mutan Bezdin. Doesn't mean a specific Bezdin, it means that Klaisol is Muzer, to make is Achroi, the Mila should be Mekuyim. Bezdin is Achroi, that the Mitzvah should be Mekuyim. But who is the one who does the Kfiyah B'Payel? That does not need to be Bezdin. Anyone, any Yachid who goes ahead and does the Kfiyah, that's fine, he's Mekayim with that. And Bezdin now, where's Mekayim, they're Mekayim D'Achrayis, because plenty went ahead and was kaifa lamitzah. So if he didn't do it, I have to make sure someone else does it. But the achrayas of the kfiyah is mutan bezdin. But who does a bepayel? Who's the one who does it? For that, you don't need a bezdin, and the yachid could do it. So it could be lefi the. That's how the nesivus understood the gemara. We're talking about the achrayas of bezdin, but the maisa who could do it. That's something which is shayach l'chol yachid v'yachid. Now, in the ikar din of kaifa lamitzvus, there's a kasha that the chayim are bothered with, and what does it help to be kaifa? The guy doesn't want to do it. He's screaming and saying, I don't want to do it. And you're being machinoy, such a taste and apshay. So even if he does it, what did you gain? Lamaisa, he didn't have kavana. And if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, he basically did the mitzvah without kavana. So what are your maviach with that? And so it could be the pshat is, like it's a duah from the Rambam. He says by Gerishin, then when you're kaifim, he ends up having rotzen. And the advance in Hashanah's mashmak like that a little bit on Daf Chav Tes. But there is a very interesting test in the Archaner. The Archaner in Rosh Hashanah says that Behektim, another kasha, that the lashon of the Gemara in Ksubas is that Kagain, I say Sukkah ben Eni Isa, Lulav ben Eni Isa, like Rashi brings down over here, Makina Isa, she takes an Afshay. So he says, why are we focusing on the Asiyas of Lulav and Asiyas of Sukkah? That's not the mitzvah, that's a Heksha mitzvah. The Kfiyah Luchari should be on the mitzvah itself. So he wants to say that Chadim Matur Yitzvah Chavritan, really, there is no Din Kfiyah on the mitzvah itself because he doesn't have Kavanah. What's it going to help? You're going to make him sit in the Sukkah. He's not Mechavan, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah anyways. The holding kfiyah is only on the step before. If he's saying, I don't want to build a sukkah, I don't want to make a lulav, and you know he's not going to sit in it, so we're kaifim to make the sukkah and make the lulav. And that is something that doesn't need kavana. That's something that is just the heksher mitzvah ba'alma. And once he builds it, then we hope he'll sit in it. But on the mitzvah itself, in a chinami, there's no din kfiyah, and kfiyah won't help because it's not being mechavin. And that's why the lashon lima over here is, that's why the lashon is, I say sukkah and I say lulav, but not on the yeshiva and on the netila. So L'chayr Agamav here is a hara on him because the Gemara says the way they're being kaifim and the havamina, being makinais, it didn't become kibbut aveim. That's the mitzvah itself, it's not a heksher mitzvah. So l'fi him, that the whole dinkfiyah is only in the heksher, not the ikar mitzvah, why would there be a dinkfiyah over here, bichlal, and kibbut aveim? And Kumi, you can answer that there is a side of Chayim say that maybe by kibbut aveim you don't need kavana, either because it's a mitzvah being anam l'chaver, according to some achrayim, or maybe because the ikar is the taitzah. And these type of mitzvahs might not need kavana, so therefore over here the achaner be minded that would be then kfiya, even though you're not mechaven, because you don't need kavana for kibbut aveim. Mashing him by lulav and sukkah, that's where he would hold that you're not kaifa unless you actually have kavana. And one last ta'ara, there's a shayim lachrenim, whether the din kfiya, pashas the din kfiya is sort of a prevention or something we do to cause him to do the mitzvah. But there is a mahalach in the achrenim that maybe it's a din einish. It's an einish for the bittul mitzvah when you mevatel mitzvah. As I say, there's an einish of makinos and shetetz and nafshay. And I think Rashi over here is a little bit mashma like that, because Rashi says the reason why you're not kaifa and matan schar b'tzida is because lamani arichin yamecha lekach pirish matan schar loymerim leiter kamena zel einshay shetitol schar zeh. It's like Rashi, what's the svara that the Torah wrote the schar to tell you that if the einish is that if you don't do it, you're not going to get the schar. That's the einish and not another einish, and therefore you're not kaifa. But if kfiyah is not an einish, and what shaykh is, so who said you're not going to be kaifa? Kaifa is not an einish, it's getting you to do the mitzvah. So it's l'chayim over from Rashi, the kfiyah is a get of an einish, and b'derechlal, there is an einish of kfiyah. But when the Torah says the schar, the Torah is saying that the only einish is not getting the schar, but not the einish of kfiyah. And we know they're not kaifa in such a mitzvah, so that would be very much mashma, that the get of kfiyah is a get of an einish, and not just to cause them to do the mitzvah.